Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We are so excited to be here today because we have Lisa Otte and Diane Van Derzen here. It's quite something. Tell me, Lisa, if you would, tell me a little bit about your history with a piano.
When I was a little girl, my parents took me to the music store and they said, pick out your instrument. So I said, I'll play the violin. That was my dad's instrument. He was a symphony violinist. And after I was 4 years old, and after a couple of years, I said, you know, I really want to switch to the piano, which is my mom's instrument. And she said, you can't just flit around from instrument to instrument. You have to be serious. And so she said, if I was still asking a year later for my piano lessons, then I could have them. And so for that year, she taught me all the theory, how to write the notes down and, you know, all the things about reading music. And then when I was 7 years old, I was still asking for my piano lessons, so I got them. But I didn't realize till years later that you really don't have to be that serious at the age of six.
Well, nonetheless, it served you well to be so serious.
Thank you, George.
You are very accomplished. And I want to talk a little bit about the Pine Top Perkins thing, you know, a little bit, because that's
so interesting. Because his story takes place in Indiana. We knew Pine Top for years, like coming to Arizona, singing at the local blues clubs. And then 1 year in LaPorte, Indiana, he had an incident with a train where he tried to beat the train to get to McDonald's on time to get his little hamburger and apple pie. Well, he said he saw the train coming. He thought, I could beat that train. But he didn't see the other train coming in the opposite direction. And that train hit his car and knocked him into a tree. He had 35 stitches in his head and a broken arm. But he was in the middle of making a record that would get him a Grammy nomination that year. And he still had 5 or 6 songs left to finish. So his manager called me and asked if I would come in as Pine Top, you know, to play like him to help him finish his record. So that was quite a tribute.
That's an amazing story, isn't it? Just a great story.
Well, we're going to do a tune that I wrote, and this one was for Candy Kane. I don't know if you ever all got to hear Candy Kane, the great burlesque blues queen.
And since you were talking about the power of women, we decide to switch the song because this is all about the power of women.
Get up pretty early after working late at night, checking in my mirror, making sure I look just right. Lord have mercy, I sure like what I see. Hard working woman, you sure look good to me.
Well, I'm ready and I'm willing, satisfaction guarantee. Ain't nothing I can do, I'm always up to speed. I've come a long way, baby. I've got plenty on my mind. Hard working woman, you sure look mighty fine.
Hard working woman,
hard working woman,
you're hard working woman,
hard working woman,
hard working woman, a beautiful sight to see. A hard working woman, you sure look good to me.
Bessie, Gertrude Stein, and Alice B. Elizabeth, Katie Stanton, and Susan B. Anthony.
Gabrielle and Zena. Don't forget about RBG.
Hard working women, you sure look good to me.
Hard working woman.
Hard working woman.
Hard working woman.
Hard working woman.
A hard working woman. A beautiful sight to see. Look good to me. Be proud of where you came from, even proud of where you are.
Don't let them tear you down, you're the best by far.
Look all around you, don't you love what you see? A hard working woman, you all look good to me. A hard working woman,
hard working woman,
you're hard working woman,
hard working woman,
a hard working woman, a beautiful sight to see. Yeah. A hard working
woman, you should look good to me. A hard-working woman, you all look good to me.
Thank you.
Well, you know how to rock this house.
Well, thank you, George.
You know, it's just something else. Anyway, let's get... Oh, I want to get back to you. Now, you have sure. a theater background.
Yeah, I did a lot of theater. How it all started out is as a child, I really wanted to play an instrument, but my parents were immigrants from the Netherlands, and there wasn't a lot of money, and there were seven... I have seven siblings, so there, wow. I said, I really wanted to learn how to play the piano, and my dad said no, and so he took me into the music store, and he said, you have to pick the cheapest instrument, so it was the clarinet, and then I ended up, then I didn't like the embouchure of my mouth on the clarinet, so I got a trumpet, and I was part of jazz band in elementary school and middle school, and at one point, the vocalist couldn't come to our rehearsal. So my teacher said, Diane, why don't you sing, you know, the part? And he said, Diane, put down the trumpet. You don't play it that well anyways. And then I started getting involved in theater in high school. And that's where I got the bug for theater.
So you did that theater. And then when did you two come across each other?
Oh, that's a good question. We were both singing at this church, this local church. Lisa was the piano player there, and I was in the choir, and I taught theater in the church, and I did children's theater and adult theater. And Lisa said, we need another person to sing in our little trio. And so we started singing together, and yeah. Instant friendship, and then an instant love started.
And Yeah. And then when we got together, we decided to combine our talents and have our duo. So in 2005, we started touring. And Diane was still teaching school at the time, so she was only free for those weekends in Australia, on her spring break or fall break or something. And then after a while, Diane made the shift to a full-time musician, full-time creative person, and it's just been the best thing.
Lisa had to talk me into it, because I grew up, you know, you have a paycheck every week, and she said, Diane, you could do it. You could do it. And so I just left education early and didn't get the retirement that I could have gotten if I stayed in. But that was okay, because it has been so wonderful to actually go to all of these places and be able to stay a little while.
And since the middle of March, when all of our regular gigs had been canceled, you know, we've moved our concert stage into our living room. And you came to our show a few times, our living room lunchtime concerts, and which are continuing on Tuesdays. We still do them every Tuesday on our Facebook page, Diane and Lisa. But what's been really, one of the things that's been really nice about the living room concerts is that people like you, George, came on, and people have been coming in from all over the world just chatting with us online during the show and requesting songs, and it's really helped us feel this connection to everyone throughout this time.
We feel like they're really in our living room, and we were going mad not singing and performing, and so it was really for sanity for our sake to do that.
And you do that here every Friday?
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, not every Friday. We do it every other Friday.
Oh, fantastic.
Sponsored by Gibson Insurance.
Oh, thank you, Gibson Insurance.
Gibson Foundation.
Thank you.
Gibson. We're very generous with their helping us do that. So, okay, well, let's do another song. Is this down-tempo or up-tempo?
It's up-tempo.
Oh, good, because I want to rock.
Yeah, this next song I wrote, we had just came to St. Joe, and we have good friends there, and we were looking for... a house to buy. And, you know, I had some money from my teacher salaries. And so, you know, we bought a fixer-upper, 100-year-old fixer-upper. And on the flight home, Lisa was really sad because, you know, she said, I can't contribute anything
financially. I left
financially.
All my money at the casino.
Yeah, she left all my money at the casino. So I said, honey, don't worry, you've got what I want. And she said, song title. And so as we flew home, I wrote this song, and so it's a blues song with a little metaphor about all the things you want but you don't need, because all you need is love in your life. That shiny new car is mighty fine, but rev your engine next to mine. You got what I want.
got what I want. Don't have to buy me a thing. You got what I want. It's not your credit cards or your diamond ring. It's the way you shake that thing. You got what I want. You got what I want. Don't have to buy me a thing. You got what I want. Well, you can break the bank, cover me with pearls. That would be so nice. But you know, baby, it's your sweet loving that takes me to paradise. Don't have to fly first class with those wide leather seats. You close beside me makes my life complete. You got what I want. Buckle up, baby. You got what I want. Don't have to buy me a thing. You got what I want. That my heart desires, all the riches you find, but I would turn them all down for one night with you. I've got you on my mind. It's not the French pastry on those fine china plates. It's a sweet way you don't hesitate. You got what I want. You got what I want. Got what I want.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. The whole room is vibrating with that great joy that you put in. And it's amazing. I think that would be my best word. I think joy. It's absolutely pure, a pure, absolute joy to listen to every song you do. They're just so well crafted and so lovingly shared. So what a glorious gift.
Thank you, George. That's very sweet. Oh my gosh.
And thank all of you. Thank you for creating such a beautiful, warm, intimate space where everybody feels so loved who comes here.
Well, you kind of summed it up when you said, you know, to us, music and art is about the connections we make and the love we bring to people. And it's with this pandemic going on, we miss that connection. And coming here, it's instantaneously back. And that's the beauty that art brings, is it connects people to love, to passion, to joy.
I know, and I'm going to take a turn away from you for a minute and just turn out into the room for a second, because it's all these people who...
Yeah.
Really make this and bring this together. It's just an incredible crew here, and I guess just applaud yourselves. I guess, you know, just terrific. They all work so hard, you know, to bring it off. So thank you so much for having for being here.
Oh, we can't thank you enough, George, and everybody for having us back here. We just love this place so much, and we feel like it's our second home.
Oh, that's great. Well, we want to continue to endorse that feeling, and be an open door for you. So let us know when you want to play.
Wild Rose Moon has been produced with support from Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Thank you so much, Katie. And thanks so much to Diane Van Dersen and Lisa Ote, and the Mount Olympus players, Levi Crawford, Michelle Schricker, Katie Smith, for appearing on our radio show today. Thanks also to John Baylor, our music producer, and Nate Butler, the co-producer and sound engineer. Our associate producer, Elena Peacock, Jim Yoakum, our video producer, Matthew Bergmoser, our photographer, Howard Gibbs, our stage manager, Marsha Heinsberger, our set designer, Jean Pazdurka, Jennifer Reed, our hospitality team, Mark Woolever, our resident Buddha and glass engineer, and our Geek Squadron leader, J.R.R.R. Berger. John, did
yes,
you
George.
Properly pasteurize and disinfect your rock and roll soul this week.
I did not pasteurize, George. I like it raw.
So when you think you've lost that life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife, just remember, as you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river goes round.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. Won't be long till the river goes round.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.